Start. Morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on Friday the 27th of March. As we're facing this time of being physically isolated, perhaps let's take a moment to remember we're not isolated from God and to gather our thoughts together and take a deep breath is often helpful and to calm your thoughts a little bit. So light the candle. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love. According to your judgment, give us life. One or more of the following is said. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance. As we rejoice in the gift of your saving help, sustain us with your bountiful spirit and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Have mercy on me, O God, in your great goodness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my offences. Wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and righteous in your judgment. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me again the joy of your salvation and sustain me with your gracious spirit. Then shall I teach your ways to the wicked and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from my guilt, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
A huge hope in that psalm about forgiveness of God, given that it was written by David, who I think broke every single one of the Ten Commandments, and yet he still expected to not be cast away from God's presence, to receive joy again, and to teach others how to return to God. He expected deliverance from God. This is our God. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
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 Psalm 102. My help comes from the Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my crying come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. When I call, make haste to answer me. For my days are consumed in smoke and my bones burn away as in a furnace. My heart is smitten down and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. From the sound of my groaning, my bones cleave fast to my skin. I am become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl that haunts the ruins. I keep watch and am become like a sparrow solitary upon the housetop. My enemies revile me all the day long, and those who rage at me have sworn together against me. I have eaten ashes for bread and mingled my drink with weeping. Because of your indignation and wrath, you have taken me up and cast me down. My days fade away like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to have mercy upon her. Surely the time has come. For your servants love her very stones and feel compassion for her dust. Then shall the nations fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has built up Zion and shown himself in glory, when he has turned to the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their plea, this shall be written for those that come after. And a people yet unborn shall praise the Lord, for he has looked down from his holy height, from the heavens he beheld the earth, that he might hear the sighings of the prisoner and set free those condemned to die, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion and his praises in Jerusalem. When peoples are gathered together and kingdoms also to serve the Lord, he has brought down my strength in my journey and has shortened my days. I pray, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. The children of your servants shall continue, and their descendants shall be established in your sight. My help comes from the Lord. Have pity on our frailty, O God, and in the hour of our death cast us not away as clothing that is worn, for you are our eternal refuge through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen. Reading Exodus 6. Fiz, would you like to read it?
Sure. God also spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. By my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they resided as aliens. I've also heard the groaning of the Israelites whom the Egyptians are holding as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will free you from the burdens of the Egyptians and deliver from slavery to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. You shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has freed you from the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. Moses told this to the Israelites, but they wouldn't listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and their cruel slavery. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to tell the Israelites, go out of his land. But Moses spoke to the Lord, Israelites haven't listened to me. How then shall Pharaoh listen to me, poor speaker that I am? Thus the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them orders regarding Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, charging them to free the Israelites from the land of Egypt. Full of compassion and mercy and love
is God the Most High, the Almighty. Lord Almighty and God of our ancestors, you who made heaven and earth in all their glory, all things tremble with awe at your presence before your great and mighty power. Immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are God Most High. You are full of compassion, long-suffering and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering. O God, according to your great goodness, you have promised forgiveness for repentance to those who have sinned against you. The sins I have committed against you are more in number than the sands of the sea. I am not worthy to look up to the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities. And now I bend the knee of my heart before you, imploring your kindness upon me. I have sinned, O God, I have sinned and I acknowledge my transgressions. Unworthy as I am, you will save me according to your great mercy. For all the host of heaven sings your praise, and your glory is forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Full of compassion and mercy and love is God the Most High, the Almighty. Our readings from Hebrews 10, verse 26 to the end. For if we willfully persist in sin after having received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has violated the law of Moses dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by those who have spurned the Son of God, profaned the blood of the covenant by which they were sanctified, and outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know the one who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall those earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion for those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves possess something better and more lasting. Do not therefore abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward, for you need endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. My soul takes no pleasure in anyone who shrinks back. But we are not among those who shrink back and so are lost, but among those who have faith and so are saved. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. You are the God of my salvation. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I hope all the day long. O my God, in you I trust. Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation and the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. We're going to move into a time of more open prayer. This is being recorded, so if you could stay away from particular names, that would be great. But Lord, we bring ourselves and our concerns to you, and we ask that you will help us to pray in accordance with your will. We ask that your will be done, your kingdom come, that through this disaster that has come upon the world, you will show us how to live and be a prayerful and a praising people, a church in the middle of the mess, and that you will help us by your presence and your power. Give us vision, Lord, as to how to serve the people that we live among. Give us compassion and love to help them, to pray for them, and to make contact with them by means that are not physical. Lord, we bring ourselves to you this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If anyone would like to pray, do so, and otherwise I will do again.
Lord, we pray for those who are struggling with the isolation and the mental position that they find themselves in. We pray that they would have peace and quietness of heart, and Lord, that a whole trust would develop in them and displaces their fear and anxiety. We thank you, Lord, for the amazing network of help and support. We pray that there would be contact for them, that they are comforted. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the big clapping going on across the nation yesterday, for the appreciation there is for the doctors and nurses and medical workers and care home workers and all the medical staff across our land. Lord, we pray for them and for all those who go into hospitals, cleaners and essential staff and food preparing people and deliveries. Lord, we pray for all these people who are working so hard at this time. We ask that you will be with them, that you'll strengthen them, and above all, Lord, that you will protect them from this virus, that they won't catch it, that their protective clothing will be enough, and that their mental strength and their emotional strength will not be drained, Lord, that you'll keep them going, and you'll help them and help their friends and families to keep supporting them as they work for you. Lord, we pray for all those signing up to these different schemes, like the Good Sam scheme. Pray that you'll help them to sign up, and for the authorities to process those applications quickly so that people who are properly trained and checked can be out there helping people. Lord, we bring our country to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In penitence and faith, let us make our prayer to the Father and ask for his mercy and grace for your holy people, that they may triumph over evil and grow in grace, we pray to you, O Lord. For candidates for baptism and confirmation, that they may live by every word that proceeds from your mouth, and that they may wait patiently for that occasion, we pray to you, O Lord. For the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of mercy and truth, we pray to you, O Lord. For the needy, that they may not be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away, we pray to you, O Lord. For the sick in body, mind and spirit, that they may know your power to heal, we pray to you, O Lord. For the poor in spirit, that they may inherit the kingdom of heaven and see you face to face, we pray to you, O Lord. Let us commend the world for which Christ suffered to the mercy and protection of God. I pray the collect for the day. Merciful Lord, absolve your people from their offences, that through their bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our blessed Lord and Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 And say together the Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Trusting in the compassion of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May God our Redeemer show us compassion and love. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining me. If you'd like to join in, have a look on our website under the recordings tab. Go down, you'll find the prayers tab. And you can contact me using the comms, comms@gmail.com, which again, there's a link there on the website. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a great day.